180 degrees.
Direction.
It's going down. Grown man style. Are you ready? Good morning, Columbus, Ohio, and Local 304. This is Branch President Kenny Hodge out of Columbus, Ohio, with a quick postal podcast for you this morning. On Monday's podcast, I said I would discuss some other elements. I said I would discuss the APWU's RI-399 settlement. And when I said discuss, I'm just simply going to read it as it's written. And then we can maybe contrast some of the differences or similarities in the two settlements. I'd like to keep you informed. Hey, APWU members, particularly those in Columbus, Ohio, who I'm much more familiar with, just as the mail handler craft settled the RI-399 settlement, I'm going to read your settlement also. And what I'm reading is a memo from your national president to all the APWU local offices. This is dated March 1st, and it reads as follows. Brothers and sisters, the tripartite memorandum of understanding between the USPS, APWU, and the NPMHU regarding the process and procedure of future RI-399 disputes, as well as the withdrawal of most national-level jurisdictional disputes, was signed June 26, 2018. The Postal Service agrees to a monetary settlement of $14.5 million to each union in consideration of the withdrawal of the national-level grievances. Each union has the authority to determine how the monies will be distributed. In consultation and agreement with the clerk craft director, it was determined to distribute the money on an equal basis to the following categories of clerk craft employees. Again, I know I am a mail handler president, but right now I am actually addressing the APWU members, those who hear the podcast. All career clerk craft employees who were on the rolls as of September 1st, 2017 in postal installations that employed both clerk craft employees and mail handlers. See, already there's a little difference between what you guys have, what the APWU and the National Postal Mail Handlers, to be eligible for monetary payment as a clerk, you only had to be on the rolls 2017 of September. To be eligible for monetary payment as a mail handler, you not only had to be on the rolls as of September 2017, but you also had to be on the rolls March of 2019. Going back to the memo from the clerk craft, all non-career PSE clerk craft employees who were on the rolls as of September 17th in installations that employed both clerk craft employees and mail handlers, and who are still on the rolls in the clerk craft as of March 1st, 2019. So that PSC employee, you still have to be on the roll to be eligible for some of the clerk payout. The exact amount has yet to be determined, and we are still in the process of gathering the accurate numbers. We expect somewhere in the neighborhood of 85,000 clerk craft employees will receive a payout of approximately $160. Furthermore, we do not yet know when the payments will be made. Updates will be provided once the details are finalized. Now, again, we both unions, clerks and mail handlers, came to an understanding, and this is what they settled. Now, if you listen to my podcast from yesterday, I raised an issue, and I'm going to take the liberty, and I hope I'm not offending the president of Southwest Florida local APWU, a gentleman by the name of Sam Wood. The fact that it's printed online, I hope and I don't think Sam would have an issue with me reading it to my podcast audience. And Sam says, oh goody, the National APWU just informed us that the mail handlers, much smaller union than the APWU, has received the same amount, $1.5 million, for selling out, in parentheses, he meant settling the RI-399 cases. The APWU plans on splitting up the money to approximately 85,000 clerk craft employees. Before you get all excited, that's approximately $160 per person, as I read from the initial memo. Each mail handler is sure to collect more per person for this terrible deal. I say once again, our national APWU leadership screwed us over in this deal. I will never forget how our members were sold out. If it takes running for a national APWU office to stop this insanity, then it's time we start thinking about it. Hashtag no APWU sellout. I hope I'm promoting Sam's cause in giving his memo or his response. That was online, so it's not a personal memo. Giving his voice a louder echo, especially to the clerks, in Columbus, Ohio. And like I said in my podcast yesterday, again, we can question and we can look at alternatives, and that don't make us bad people. Because a settlement was reached that all parties are not in agreement with, don't make us bad people because we object to what was done. Now, as I said yesterday, we can look at this as we got an extra check and take it, and oh, so well be it. Or we can look at this as, what really just happened? Did we get compensated equitably for the grievances that we've been filing over the past decades? Again, going back to the APWU, and again, I am addressing that craft this morning on my podcast. And again, I'm not in the APWU, so I'm just putting out words. I'm reading some literature help to spread a message. The summary of the RI-399 update memo of understanding. And there's some issues here. Any operational changes occurring or implemented at the local level on or after today will require a written notification to the LDRC and the RDRC at least 14 days prior to implementation. Any new work or new or consolidated facilities occurring or being implemented at the local level will require a notification to the impacted LDRC and the RDRC at least 45 calendar days prior to implementation. A local dispute must be filed with the LDRC within 21 days from first becoming aware of the violation. Any changes occurring or implementing at the national level because of new work, new or consolidated facilities, or operational changes will require a notification to the NDRC at least 45 calendar days prior to implementation. Disputes concerning national craft determination may only be initiated at the national level. Either union may initiate a dispute at the national level within 21 calendar days from the date of receipt of the USPS national craft determination, and if no dispute is filed, the craft determination will be final and binding on the parties. The National RI-399 settlement or arbitration award are binding on all parties nationwide, whether or not a local or regional dispute was filed. If timely notice is not provided, the assignment will be returned to the craft that was performing the work prior to the change until proper notice is provided. All disputes filed before September 1st, 2017 are removed from the RI-399 docket, and those that cannot be returned to the Article 15 procedure will be considered closed. Most national disputes are being withdrawn, and the parties have agreed to arbitrate for national disputes, including the dispute over the SSPS. Article 7.2 cases filed after June 26, 2018 may be referred to the RI-399 process by management or the non-grieving union only at Step 3 of Article 15 grievance arbitration process. The USPS Step 3 representative must forward a copy of the case file to the Step 3 representative of the non-grieving union, who will have 21 days to refer the grievance to the RI-399 DRP if they think it contains a jurisdictional issue. If the union does not do so within 21 days, it forfeits its rights to do so later and cannot intervene in any subsequent grievance or arbitration of that case. If the USPS refers a case at Step 3, the referral must be done no later than the timely issuance of the Step 3 answer. Failure of the USPS to refer by the deadline forfeits its right to do so later. In the last summary updated for the APWU with respect to RI-399 is updated inventories will be performed in all installations employing clerks and mail handlers based on the status quo as of September 1st, 2017. The updated inventories are binding on all parties, supervisors, managers, and representatives. Okay, so APWU, Clerk Craft, I tried to let your voice be heard on my podcast today as I read, again, not interpret, as I read your RI-399 monetary distribution settlement. I read a profound statement from Sam Wood, President, Southwest Florida Area Local APWU. And then I gave you a reading for the summary of the RI-399 update memorandum of understanding. So, hey, APWU, again, I do a lot of work with you, not union work. I do a lot of work on the EEO side and with you in Columbus, Ohio. And I just wanted to share with you some RI-399 issues that maybe you didn't read or you weren't following. But bottom line, there was a settlement made. All of the RI-399 grievances were pretty much tossed out, with the exception of a few that can go back to the Article 15 grievance procedure. In exchange for that, there was a $14,500,000 award made that's going to be divided amongst approximately, this is not an exact number, 85,000 clerks. And all I'm going to say to you is most of the numbers coming out of APWU seem to suggest that you're going to be receiving approximately $160. Well, I'm going to leave you on this note. Take $14,500,000 and divide it by 85,000. If you should come out with more than 160, then ask yourself, what happens to the rest of the money? Hey, listen, folks. This is Ken Hodge, branch president. Again, just shedding some light on the other side of the RI-399 settlement to my friends and brothers and sister in the clerk craft in Columbus, Ohio, and elsewhere who listens to my podcast. Let's have a great day. And you got to go to blogtalkradio.com, find Hodge to Hodge, click on follow, and please follow the blog. Again, I'm going to be putting out interesting, dynamic, and very entertaining and informational campaign podcast that I don't want you to miss, because I want you to cast your vote for me, because you fully understand that I am the best candidate. Blog Talk Radio, download the Hodge to Hodge podcast, follow it, and share your advice and your opinions with me.
180 degrees.
New. Direct.